What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 15th, 2017, halfway through the month here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. A quick reminder that in hour number three of our program today, Paul Topete from the band Poker Face is going to be talking about Freedom Palooza, which is July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We've got a little poster flyer on the website today that leads to the Freedom Palooza website, so you can get the information. If you're in the area, apparently these are growing. It's becoming quite an event. Now, I think this is the 7th annual Freedom Palooza, and they keep inviting me to show up as a speaker, but I'm out here in Hawaii. What can I tell you? You know, tomorrow, of course, in our third hour, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us. And Tuesday, June 20th, Dr. Renee Dufault talking about mercury in high fructose corn syrup. Now, we're getting more and more information about Representative Steve Scalise, and apparently his injury was considerably more severe than originally reported. It was reported he was shot in the hip. But apparently the reason he's in critical condition, the reason he needs more surgeries, is apparently the bullet sort of caromed around the pelvis and chewed up some of his intestines. And they need to basically go on in and patch all those holes. And basically, it's serious. They think he's going to eventually recover fully, but it is a serious touch-and-go situation. For some reason, GOP Representative Mark Hanford is blaming Donald Trump for the Alexandria shooting. I mean, everybody is still pounding on this thing to get their own political agenda going, and you have to scratch your head and wonder what's going on. Now, interestingly enough, apparently a TV interview from 2011 surfaced in which James Hodgkinson, the shooter, was being interviewed about how the 99% were getting pushed around and how angry he was with the 1% that were just taking all the wealth, oppression by the wealthy, and so forth and so on. So this guy's been out there for a while, and it sort of makes you wonder about all this claim that the U.S. government and the NSA and the CIA and the FBI have all these gigantic computer banks that are keeping track of everything that we do, because very obviously they dropped the ball on this guy. And so it kind of makes me wonder if they really have this ability to watch everything that we're doing, or like every other government project we've seen, it's just a huge waste of time and money and doesn't really do much of anything at all. Now, a lot of people are still talking about this climate of hate mongering and pro-violence rhetoric that has been coming on out. Article that came out of Patriot Rising is saying, liberalism is a mental disorder, and this is not the last bloodshed that'll come from the preying on weak minds. And even before this happened, I'd been commenting on how Hillary Clinton had been running her campaign last year as a personality cult. It's all about the personality. Think Jim Jones and Kool-Aid, and you'll see the danger that's there. They're bringing in people who are not thinking, they're feeling, they're believing, they're daydreaming about this perfect world they want to live in, and they're not dealing with what's really going on. And it is from this climate that you build fanatics, and they have been encouraging this along. Now, Representative Jack Bergman is out there saying that the corporate media is complicit in the spreading of this hateful rhetoric that led to this shooting when the GOP representatives were practicing for the charity baseball game. I understand the Democrats are not bothering to have a practice for the charity baseball game. They're just going to hack the scoreboard. So at least they'll be safe for a little while over there. Another article, this one saying liberals must take responsibility for their obsessive, violent rhetoric against Republicans. Now, that, of course, is very silly. Liberals, and especially liberal politicians, do not take responsibility for anything that they're doing. It's always some lower flunky's fault, the will of the divine spirits in the sky, or, you know, a mistake. Remember when Hillary said, shoulda, coulda, woulda? What difference does it make now? All right. Remember back on the campaign trail, rather after they lost the campaign, Vice President candidate Tim Kaine's, Hillary's running mate, literally came on out and said Democrats should fight Republicans in the street. Well, Tim, you got your wish. I hope it's what you really wanted. 3 days before the shooting, HuffPo called for Trump's execution. Now, Kurt Nemo has an article out there that is touching upon my worst fear and concern right now, that the Alexandria shooting is the beginning of a civil war between these disgruntled liberals and the rest of us. They're not content to live under a constitutional system with elections that they weren't able to rig enough. And they've been talking about violence ever since Hillary lost. And it's a very, very dangerous climate if something is not done to tamp it on down. And if violence breaks out on the street, that, of course, gives the government an excuse to declare a national emergency and suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and confiscate the guns and confiscate the gold and so forth and so on. Shut down the independent media and get rid of all those voices of opposition to the coming world war. Now, a Republican congressman, Chris Collins out of New York, and he's a strong supporter of President Trump, says that he's normally not into carrying guns, but in the wake of the Alexandria shooting, he says it's time to start. We should all remember that guns don't kill, liberals do. And yeah, everybody should be carrying a gun. The more guns you have out there, the lower crime and violence goes. Every single statistical study has proved that time and time and time again. And I understand they're getting ready to pass a law which will allow members of Congress to enjoy what's called conceal carry reciprocity. If they have a conceal carry permit in their home state, the Washington, D.C. Police will recognize it. Personally, I think it ought to be for everybody. But that's just my opinion here. Now, one unanswered question that remains. Was this James Hodgkinson on prescription antidepressants? Apparently, his life recently had been on a downturn. He had moved to Alexandria. No mention of where his wife is, if she's still back there in Illinois. Apparently, had a lot of time on his hand. He'd gotten into trouble with his business. He'd allowed his licenses to lapse, and then he was prosecuted for running his business without the appropriate permits. And so, obviously, a man containing a lot of anger. And I would like to know if he was on these prescription antidepressants. And touching on this subject, we put up a whole bunch of articles, flashback articles, about how bad these antidepressants really are. We had one that said, this is from Daily Mail in Great Britain, experts reveal the pills don't work for most people and could even cause permanent harm. And they're talking about this book, The Sedated Society, that said that in the long run, emotionally vulnerable people should not be given these medications. Another story that came out of the Telegraph, again, Great Britain, which seems more forthright in dealing with problems in the medical industrial complex, did a review of clinical trial evidence and found that of 14 antidepressant drugs, only one, fluoxetine, marketed as Prozac, was better than a placebo at relieving the symptoms of young people with major depression. And they found that another drug, venlafaxine, was associated with an increased risk of suicidal thought and suicide attempts. This is not anecdotal evidence. This is being established in real studies. These are very dangerous medications, and right now about 25% of Americans are taking these things. And you have to look at this and say, does this explain the bizarre behavior we are seeing throughout our entire society? Are we drugging ourselves into insanity for the sake of corporate profits in the medical industrial complex? Another story, Daily Mail, a doctor prescribed depression pills the patient didn't even need for 20 years, trying to get off of them. It's when you're getting off these things, you are most at risk for some kind of a violent or self-harm incident. Let's see, another story out of The Independent. Again, Britain's media is taking this issue head on. The American media refuses to look at it. Antidepressants can save lives, but they made me want to kill. And they're asking, are some murders linked to these medications? Another article, this is in the Daily Mail. Doctors are over-diagnosing depression medication because the basic quiz to determine depression is written by a company that sells antidepressants. So, of course, they're going to set the bar very, very low. And it goes on and on and on. They're talking about all these horrible stories where a father drowned his own son in a bathtub just from the reaction on these medications. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, the last I heard, Shaggy and Scooby pulled the guy's mask off, and it was Putin who did the shooting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to say this is a Russian plot, and they're already out there trying to say, well, this is really about Pizzagate, and it's about this, and it's about that, and no, this guy seems genuine. He was just somebody who may have been juiced up on these antidepressants, and he was just fanned along by all this pro-violence hate rhetoric coming out of the left, and he just flipped out.
And Mike, would you say we're in the middle or the end of like a Roman Empire type of scenario? Because there's obviously a increase in violence going on. Anybody can tell that now, and this is the next phase. You know what I mean? So there's definitely a loss of this country's ability to handle anything. You know, like you said, with the Prozac, they put their kids on Prozac, kindergarten kids on Prozac. A lot of Americans are on Prozac. They don't even need to be on Prozac because a lot of Americans are just spaced out as it is because they don't know what's going on.
But well, here's what's going on. Despite all the claims and promises of the government that they are there to maintain order in society, the real glue that holds the society together is the awareness of the general population that there's a basic set of moral, ethical standards that we all agree to abide by so that we can interact with each other on a very calm basis. And the more stress society comes under, the more and more people start to abandon those moral and ethical guidelines. You're going to see crime go up. You're going to see violence go on up. When you add this chemical alteration of our brains in on top of it, it's a very, very dangerous situation. And in answer to your first question, I'm going to say that more than likely, I think we're between the middle and the end of the decline and fall of the American Empire. And again, there's a lot of parallels with Rome, the out-of-control debt. And we do need to remember that you can't actually put a date on the fall of the Roman Empire outside of the invasion by the Visigoths, but most scholars agree that Rome had already gone into decline prior to that. And so, Rome continued to sort of tick along and after that, it wasn't a one day Rome is there and one day Rome is not. It basically just, it went into a decline and it never recovered. And that seems to be what's happening with our country right now. We may see a sudden transition, as happened in the former Soviet Union. And I think that might be at hand. We're hearing all of these warnings about a potential economic crash later in the year. So, yeah, it's. I do think we are an empire in decline, and we all need to be ready to basically get through this, transitionary period, and be ready to start a new country in this land based on some original policies, principles from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to make sure the nation is serving the people. Okay.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say one more thing. You're speaking of decline. It's definitely for sure, because if you look at Illinois, starting July 1st, they're not going to be doing any more road work. They canceled all construction. So this shooter was from Illinois. Where was his outrage on Obama and the Democrats running for? I'm a Democrat, but where was his outrage for 100 years when they're running this place into the ground and then throwing Baltimore, which they're going to make their police work 12-hour shifts because of the violence increase? So it's all happening around the country. The mass violence and the mass just out of controlness of corruption.
It really
greed,
is. And you raise a good point because Hodgkinson, when he was in Illinois, he was in the construction business, and that really started taking a major hit when the economy started to fall over there. So, absolutely. Again, he got caught up in all this rhetoric that it's all the fault of the one percenters. But we see in all of these areas all over the country where the Democrats are in charge, they're spending money like crazy, they're borrowing money like crazy, they're driving their states and counties into bankruptcy. There's no fiscal responsibility. They're just out there in bread and circuses mode. We're going to give free stuff to the illegal immigrants. We're going to bring in the refugees. We're just going to, you know, give free stuff to people, and to heck with actually taking care of the infrastructure.
Until there's no free stuff to give. That's why you and I say gold and silver, enough that you can afford, and 3 to 6 months worth of food. Don't get lazy, people, because collapsing empires happen slowly, suddenly, anytime. And it just don't get lazy until, you know, letting it go until it's the day after. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. The problem with liberalism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money to buy your way forward. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we've got Even in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. It's Yvonne. But no, I wanted to say about, you were just talking about the antidepressants.
Yes.
And a couple of decades ago when I was in school, we were taught, I don't know what the criteria is anymore, but they had something called like an exclusion criteria where a doctor was not allowed to prescribe antidepressants. He was not allowed to prescribe somebody as being clinically depressed unless he first excluded the fact that somebody close to them had died within the last year. Mm-hmm. So if you went to a doctor and you said, my mom just died, they would say, well, you should be depressed. We have to wait a year before we can prescribe the medication. But recently, two people that I know, both relatives, both who had a mother that died, one was my uncle and the other was my sister-in-law, the week that before the loved one passed on, they were at the doctor and the doctor prescribed them as being clinically depressed. And I think that was deliberate. I think the doctor knew, okay, if I wait, you know what I mean? I won't be able to make the prescription. It was mm-hmm. literally 1 week before the passing. They were in, you know, my grandmother, she was in the, what do you call it? Hospice? Dying.
Yes.
And, you know, the doctor says, oh, yeah, you're clinically depressed. And I think that is so shifty. The other thing I wanted to say was that on social media, people are saying that Trump, not a lot, but, you know, the liberals are saying that, not Trump, the man who was shot, this is payback because karma's of, you know what, because they said that he passed a law to allow mentally disturbed people get a gun, so he deserves it. I cannot believe that people are that bold to say that, but they are. And then the other thing I just wanted to say real quick, sunchokes, they're also called Jerusalem artichokes.
Yes.
If you're a prepper, that's actually, the pilgrims didn't survive on corn, they survived on sunchokes. Look it up, because the root, it's a weed, it grows underground, even in sub-zero weather, you cannot kill it. It sustains you better than a potato, and in sub-zero freezing weather, you can go out, dig up the root, and that's really how the pilgrims lived. We've got them in our yard in pots, but that was my comment.
Okay, that's a good one to look at. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here, and we've got more calls. I'm going to put them off until after this next commercial break. When I had my one very bad experience with prescription antidepressants, the doctor basically pushed them on me, and I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, so had there been an exclusion rule, yeah, you're supposed to be depressed. Oh, no, these pills will make you all feel better, and it was a disaster, and I will never ever touch those things again, because, you know, I figured the doctor knows best, and I took the pills, and I was happy, and I was fun to be with, and then about after 4 weeks, all of a sudden, I had this crash, and the only way I got through that is I literally just sat there, not moving, saying, it's the chemicals, and I poured the rest of the bottle down the toilet, and then 2 weeks later, my bathroom committed suicide. So, we're coming up here now on a commercial break. When we come on back, we got more callers calling on the shooting and the antidepressants and all these other issues. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, as to the shooting and the antidepressants, it goes to a larger idea that is propagated by the left, that people are not responsible for their actions. You hear many excuses as far as the shooting goes that it's Trump's fault for creating this atmosphere, and the left just couldn't be expected to control themselves when being under such oppression by the president.
There is a disturbing lack of self-control among the left.
Yeah, well, and then you go to these antidepressants, and it's you're not responsible for creating the happiness in your life. You're not responsible for getting past tragedies and bad things that happens in your life. This little pill will do it for you. And you know, somebody walks into the psychiatrist and says, "Hey, doc, you know, my wife left me. I lost my job. I'm in the dregs. Here, take this pill. That's what your problem is." But then somebody walks into the psychiatrist and said, "Hey, doc, I think I'm a woman. I want to chop off my member, put some boobs in me, and call myself Betty Lou." Oh, that's perfectly normal. That's not your fault. That's the way that you were born, and that's no way is that a psychological issue. We just need to let you be who you are. The left lack of responsibility for their own behavior and their own emotional well-being.
Well, that's a fundamental
platform. The reason why you're seeing all this nuts of us.
That's a fundamental aspect of the liberal platform, that you are not responsible for the condition your life is in. You're a victim of the evil male patriarchy. You're a victim of the heterosexuals. You're a victim of the white people. You're a victim of this. You're a victim of that. And if you will give us money and votes, we will right these wrongs that have been done to you. But since the wrongs are all imaginary, nothing ever really happens. But people fall into this. People are being told, you know, you don't have to take responsibility for the bad choices you've made in your life. If you will sign on with the liberal agenda, we'll grant you absolution, because all of the things that are wrong with your life, it was somebody else's fault.
Well, and if you legitimately thought that, hey, Donald Trump is the next Adolf Hitler, and we're living in the Weimar Republic before, you know, tragedy happened. If you legitimately thought that, I could see people doing things like this if you thought that he was a Nazi. Whereas that's why all the stuff you see on the news and CNN, they don't actually believe that. They're just propagating lies to inspire people that somebody will legitimately believe, oh my God, I'm doing the world a favor by killing Trump, by killing Republicans. Because these people are evil, and that there needs to be a certain level of accountability for that rhetoric, I believe. But once again,
well,
not their fault.
Again, when I was young, the idea when you're growing up you got from your parents and from your school was you were responsible for your own actions and your own decisions. And if you were out there saying, you know, mommy, the other people made me do it, that wasn't considered a valid excuse. Again, it's a part of that aspect of the bread and circuses decline of the United States, where the liberals will get on out there and say, well, you know, the reason you're not where you think you ought to be or deserve to be is because there are these unseen enemies around you that we will fight on your behalf. And it's a very powerful sales tool, and a lot of other regimes have used it throughout history. But in the end, nothing can be done. Because the enemies always turn out to be imaginary. Yeah, you know,
The first step in addiction is saying, I have a problem. The problem is with me. The first step in solving an issue that's in your life is saying, this is the problem. Is it internal? Is it external? And if you can't do that, if you can't recognize where the issue and the problem is coming from, it's impossible to solve it. And the left does not allow for people to recognize their part in the problems of their life. I'm sorry for
That's a very good one. You remember when Jesse Ventura was governor? And he got into this big stink because there were all these unwed mothers who wanted the state to pay for their babies. And Jesse Ventura said, why should we pay for the decisions that you made? And they just went totally ballistic. How can you, you heartless, evil male, blah, blah, blah. We're going to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Kyle. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take three more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines for a bit because I got a lot of news I need to get through here. So, Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Regarding the Roman Empire, I think it's interesting to note that the Visigoths actually came into the Roman Empire as refugees.
Yes.
So I think that the parallels are just astounding that, you know, they came in, they said, hey, I think it was the Mongolians or the Huns were on the march in Eastern Europe, crossed the river, a few years later, sacking Rome. So,
yep.
You know, I just want to throw out there that, you know, it's really interesting the kind of things that are thrown out as like really exciting and good for America, like with the Puerto Rico 51st state vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was less than 6 months ago that they went completely bankrupt. And, you know, they're great people. I've got friends from there, but we can't keep expanding if we're just bringing in, I mean, if South Africa voted to be the 51st state, I don't think we should do it. you know, we have to take care of what we have going on in all. I mean, we've got from Alaska down to Hawaii, we've got issues. We've got things going on. And the media just keeps putting this out there like this is what's really important, that we're expanding the borders or the control. We've got, you know, 6 million new people. Well, we can't take care of the ones we have now. So it's just it's a dog and pony show to kind of distract from the real events, what's really going on.
Well, first of all, let me cut in here for a second. The referendum down in Puerto Rico was non-binding. It's a symbolic vote only. And I agree from an economic point of view, and Puerto Rico is still dealing with its bankruptcy. It's not like it went away. From an economic point of view, it would be very, very bad to basically bring in and make our own a huge amount of debt that we're all going to be expected to pay for. But the reason there is so much talk about bringing Puerto Rico into the United States proper is in order to reestablish a power projection point within the Caribbean. Now, prior to the Castro Revolution, the U.S. Had a good solid hand on Cuba. They'd stationed warships there, like the USS Maine, and the CIA used Cuba as the hub for all of their operations throughout the Caribbean and Central America. But they lost that when Batista fell. And so they're feeling that they want another power projection point in there, and Puerto Rico would do quite nicely. I'm sure there are CIA's already in there anyway, but the idea of possibly having a more pronounced military presence, because they're very, very limited at Guantanamo. They're constrained by the existing lease. In fact, most people think the only reason the United States has maintained the base at Guantanamo is just to basically, you know, give the finger to the Cuban government. But it really is not a major facility. Most of it, of course, is taken up by all these torture centers and prison camps. But I think from the military point of view, they're eyeing Puerto Rico rather avariciously.
Mike, I'm also thinking, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn in some things. And what's going on recently with the shooting and everything, it is scary. You know, I think the listeners are smart, and no one really wants to have any kind of civil conflict. It's not going to be civil. It's going to be very, very ugly.
Yes.
However, I don't know, as a millennial, it's like some people are just wondering, you know, if there was a divorce, if it's a bad marriage and there was a divorce, you know, maybe I wouldn't have to hear about how I'm the cause of everyone else's problems because of, you know, my skin color or my background. I mean, I spent a lot of time in Asia. They don't have these issues. There's no constant just media, it's you, it's you, it's you, you're keeping me down. And I don't want any kind of conflict, but the Democrats either have to let that go, or now what's happening
that's
is
their bread and butter. That's their bread and butter. They don't really have anything else to offer other than get you to tell people that, you know, the reason you're not making any money and you're not successful in life, it's not your fault. That you dropped out of high school or something, like you're being oppressed by blah, blah, blah. That's all the liberal Democrats have to sell right now, you know, plus free handouts. But again, they're running out of other people's money, and they don't really have anything else to offer. They're not business friendly. They're out there trying to build an entire political coalition on the basis of all these various frauds like human-caused global warming and all these imaginary hobgoblins. It's almost like it stopped being a political party and it's turned into a religion. It's all founded on belief and absolution and expiation of sins, and that's really all they've got to go on right now.
The difference is, and this happened before Trump, is that the people like myself from every generation and every background that they point at as the perpetrators, as the oppressors or whatever their terminology is, they're now, and this really did start happening before Trump came in the scene, they're not reacting. They're going, okay, I'm a Nazi, okay. I'm this, I'm whatever, you know. It's like your wife's yelling at you and the first time you go, you know, sorry, honey, I won't do that again. And then you're kind of thinking, you know, that was ridiculous. And then you go, you know, you get in your car and you drive off, you go, bye. No, I'm not dealing with this anymore. And that throws them into the, let's get a gun and go to a baseball game mode. So scary times.
They are scary times, but again, more and more people are saying it was this corporate media and liberal endorsing by proxy of violence that really did contribute to this. And even Fox News right here is running this story on this renewed focus on the partisan politics. And folks, the election is over. All of this stuff should have stopped the day after the election. And the fact that it didn't does show how broken our system has become. Other countries actually have legal limits on campaign season. You're allowed to start your campaign 2-3 months before the election. You run for the election, and then it's all over, and everybody gets on back to running the country. And today, we're in the middle of June, and the liberals are still acting like the campaign is on and the election hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Mike, I really think we're entering a new phase here. It seems to me where it's us against the corporate abuses. It's not right, left, and I think most of us are really kind of united because none of us want war. And that includes a lot of liberals, too, and Republicans. And I'm really worried because, see, this guy was... I don't think this might be a case where it's not drugs. I don't know. He was so... And what you were saying about the hate rhetoric and the violence definitely plays in. But he was really disappointed in Trump, he said. Now, the media spun that, said he hated Trump. See, this is what they want us to think, because I'm worried about Trump now in the light
well,
of
wait a
this.
Minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know, it's a shame they took down his Facebook page, because going through his Facebook page, he was friends with all these various groups that were talking about, you know, destroying Trump and company. I'm disappointed in Trump in a lot of ways, too. You know, I'm not planning on going on out and shooting up a baseball practice. You know, the guy clearly had some issues. But, he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was a liberal Democrat. He made a lot of openly hostile comments on his various interviews and his website, and they're uncovering a huge amount of material that this guy really had a great deal of anger against Republicans in general and Donald Trump in particular, because he's bought into this idea that the Democrats represent the downtrodden 99% and the GOP is the party of the rich, and yet we know both the Democrats and the Republicans have turned into the party of the rich. We certainly saw that with the Clintons and the vast fortune that they have made from their career of corruption over the years. So, yes, we are angry about corruption and corporate abuse. But again, the liberals are out there saying, well, it's all the fault of the GOP. And this guy bought into it.
Well, thing is, I think some despair came in here because entered in. Because I really think this Republican-directed action of him bombing Syria for the all that about the chemical weapons. See, yeah, there were a lot of people disappointed in Trump, but see, I think he was on the edge anyway. And like you say, he was a Wall Street guy. He all the hate rhetoric towards liberals, a lot of violence on TV, and I think he was.
Wait a minute. No, you're talking about Hodgkinson's. He's not a Wall Street person. He was in construction. And he was pro-liberal. In fact, again, going back to his Facebook page, there are with all these photos of him out there.
Not a Wall Street guy. Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street guy.
Okay, all
Occupy
right.
Wall Street guy.
You needed
I'm
to
sorry.
Clarify that. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't clarify it. He's a Bernie Sanders, Occupy Wall Street guy. He hates what corporations have done. Now, when you look at it, like I say, it's more us against the corporate abuses because, like when Dustin was on just now, that he was saying something interesting and they cut him off. Everyone's complaining that their websites are being crashed. The media, you know, it's like it's a war between us and the corporate media. So many things are happening here where it's like... They're trying to get us to think it's a right-left paradigm and that Trump, you know, people hate Trump. But I think they're just fixing to put us in our place. And I think it's they're really pushing. In other words, the Republicans, we are turning on the Republicans is what's happening, and they don't want it to look at it that way.
I don't see people, the population in general, turning on the Republicans, especially after last year's election result.
Yeah.
But again, none of this rules out the possibility that this guy was on these prescription antidepressants. Because, again, I'm disappointed in a lot of things Donald Trump has done. So are you. We're dealing with it like adults. We're exercising our First Amendment right to freedom of speech. We're not running on down to the ball diamond, carrying artillery. And the difference between the way we're handling the disappointment in Donald Trump and the way James Hodgkinson did may track back to those medications. And it is important that we find out if that was
we'll
a factor. And we understand that more and more recently, the pharmaceutical corporations are exerting a tremendous amount of public relations and lobbying effort to try and keep this stuff hidden. When the whole Sandy hoax thing was coming on down, there was a group in Connecticut that used their state's equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act to try and get Adam Lanza's medical records, because it did leak out. He was on some very serious psychiatric medicine, and they wanted to find out if there was a link. And I remember there was this video of the hearing where an attorney from the state medical examiner's office, Patrick Quanishe, came on in, and he literally said, even if in this one case the medication was actually the trigger for what Adam Lanza supposedly did, the general population doesn't need to know that because they might decide to ignore their doctor's recommendations. Well, of course, Patrick was wrong in saying it was only that one case, because if you go over to SSRIstories.org, there are hundreds and hundreds of these cases documented. And, of course, if you look at Connecticut's economic structure, a lot of pharmaceutical companies make their homes there. And so this was a classic case of pandering to corporate profit over the general good, where we're going to protect this product, even though it may be harmful. It's still making money, and as long as it's making money, we're going to take care of it. Anyway, Sherry,
okay. Can I just say one more thing? With this talk against Trump and violence towards Trump and anti-Trump and anti-liberal, because that can also push someone over the edge. The hate can be a powerful force. So just kind of weigh it in, and we'll see.
I understand it was a
powerful
factor. I understand.
This is last hope, for
Sherry,
a decent life.
I understand that's a factor, but again, it doesn't rule out that prescription antidepressants may have been a factor.
No, it doesn't rule it out.
And we need to look for that.
It doesn't rule it out.
That.
But
okay?
Don't be surprised if this is one of those cases. We'll see. Okay.
Well, we'll time. Time will solve that mystery. Okay.
Yeah.
Sherry,
thank you.
We've done the phone call. Okay. Wonder why Sherry is so eager to delink prescription antidepressants from the case. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Fran in Washington, thank you for being so patient through these other callers. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, I caught an audio clip from ABC this morning about a congressman that was, it was an audio clip on ABC. He said, you've got to calm your people. And I'm listening to that and hearing what's not being said. You've got to calm your people so that we can continue lying to them with impunity. And everybody's dancing around this elephant in the room. We are angry because the graft, corruption, greed is all taking precedent over doing what's right. Be honest, be responsible, do what's right for the country, the globe, and the people, and quit screwing around with your jobs at getting self-serving. Yes, we are angry because all the Congress critters and the corporations, and who can blame them, are all self-serving. None of the forces that are being in right now, they don't care about us, just like George Carlin said. They don't care about you. It's a big club, and you're not in it. And this This is why we're angry. It's a big elephant that's growing in the room, because as the truth comes out and as the people turn away from this bovine excrement from media, they have to turn away from that. And I don't feel hate. I feel disappointed and let down, because Trump told us that he was going to drain the swamp, but he did not know how deep the swamp was and how many alligators there were. But it's my contention that it's the large elephant in the room. Bye.
I agree with you. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to have a couple of comments when we come back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the news. The recent election in Great Britain is still having repercussions. And one of the results coming on out of there is that the British corporate media is losing influence over the general population. They were out there with all the fear-mongering and pushing for Theresa May, and it all backfired. And so it looks like Rupert Murdoch's control over public opinion is decreasing. And I think that could be said pretty much for the corporate media as a whole. And that was illustrated rather embarrassingly by a CNN panel. And the moderator, Tuckman, they had a bunch of people in there, and they said, remember, lying under oath, that's a felony. And then he went on to say, raise your hand if you believe James Comey lied at the hearings. And to CNN's chagrin, four of the nine panelists put their hands in the air. And then Tuckman said, raise your hand if you believe Donald Trump has lied about the situation. And nobody raised their hand. And it went downhill after that. Now, Russia has responded to all of this with tongue firmly in cheek by offering to grant James Comey asylum, presumably next door to Edward Snowden. You have to love that Russian sense of humor. They always see the humor in all of that stuff. Very, very, very funny. Now, as you know, there was a big stink over the fact that Stephen Colbert had film director Oliver Stone on his program talking about Oliver Stone's interviews with Putin, the first one of which is already out, and we linked to it from the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And Oliver Stone came on out there. You know, Stephen Colbert was saying, you know, Russia's influence our politics, Russia's influence our politics. And Oliver Stone said, well, Israel is influencing our politics way more than Russia or anybody else, which triggered a huge argument, which CBS edited out of the broadcast version. Most talk shows will go on much longer than the airtime so that they can go on in and excerpt out the best moments or cut out things which are embarrassing. And they cut out where Colbert and Oliver Stone got into this argument over Israel's tinkering with our politics. What was really interesting is looking at the comments on the YouTube video of the final broadcast version, you can tell Americans are not buying into this Russia bashing agenda. They're not believing any of this nonsense. And it's still out there. I mean, they're pushing Russia bad as hard as they can. Now, Megyn Kelly has lost almost half her audience in the second week of her show. She actually got beaten out by an episode of America's Funniest Home Videos. And get this, it was a repeat, a rerun. People had already seen it, and they said, oh, we'll go watch it again. Anything's better than Megyn Kelly. In what may be a very telling sign of the times, Fox News is getting ready to drop their slogan, fair and balanced, possibly to be replaced with spun and doctored and bought and paid for. We'll be back after station identification.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.